You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Go in Los Angeles. This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Welcome back to the channel. Thank you so much for tuning in, and happy Sunday to everybody. We are officially in December, and I guess the holidays are in full swing. There's no denying Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and everything that people celebrate is happening. So I hope you guys are doing well. I know that the end of Q4 is busy time for people, especially entrepreneurs. On top of everything you have to do for your businesses, now you have all of these holiday things to take care of. But right now, I want to cover some brands that we're excited about here at The Startup. Some brands that through this year, and maybe even last year, we've been acquainted with. They've done some brand placement for some charity events and celebrity events and just things that we do around town. And I want to give them a shout out. I want to give you some exclusive sneak peeks as well. There's a few brands, but first I would like to thank Dr. And I wanted to say it right, Plotka. All right, Dr. Plotka, thank you so much. He's got this amazing formula. It's got mint and an ingredient called propolis. I don't want to mispronounce that. Thank you for the dental kit. Little fun fact about me, when I was 19, I went to dental school at a technical school in El Monte called Bryman College. I guess Corinthian schools were tied to them, but they're no longer. But I was a certified dental assistant in my 19s. So that is always, oral hygiene is always important. So thank you so much. That makes a great stocking stuffer, actually, right? It fits right there. All right, so that's a really great brand. Also want to say for your book readers out there, for those that are looking for some inspiration, how to tie some things in for coming for the new year, reflection on this year and what you've accomplished, what you've done, what you've overcome, what you've, you know, gone through, anything. We have an author, Elaine Holmes. She's a regular here. She'll actually be here on our New Year's Eve show. So she's going to give us some inspirations, but Everyday Soul Dances by Elaine Holm. Okay. What's cool about this book, the cover is obviously really beautiful. I got a glare there. The author has been doing relationship therapy, and I don't want to say the wrong term, but she's been in that space of therapy for many, many years, a few decades. She's very experienced with what she does. But what I love about her book the most is that it stays true to its brand, right? So you can stop and have a contemplation about what you just read. And then you can actually scan the QR. I can't talk today, guys. Scan the QR code and get some greater meaning in here. And it actually guides you through a recorded meditation. So that's very on brand and timely for Miss Elaine. So congratulations on Everyday Soul Dances. And you can get that on Amazon. And she's working on some more bookstores. But lately, it's, you know, local ones in Northern, Central, and Southern California. Also, this is a brand that we love for Christmas, for the holidays, is Lena Lace. I've been using Lena Lace since I've met this woman and product. You can't really see the label there. Let's work on the glare. There it is. You can barely see it. We'll probably do a post on these. The skincare, she makes it in her kitchen here in Laguna Beach. So she actually became a friend. The smell, she uses all the ingredients from her garden. It's hard to explain, but you guys, I just ran out. I had to go buy a bottle of the regular lotions, and it just doesn't compare. It's not too greasy, but it actually just goes right on. And I don't have to rehydrate my skin for a while. And I'm really impressed with the quality. The jars are great. You bring them back, she recycles them. But once you start putting this on your skin, you're going to see a difference. Speaking of skin, another brand we're really excited about. She's doing really well. I think she was on Oprah's Favorite Things or a segment recently on the news, something to do with Oprah's network, OWN network. I'm so happy for her. She lives down the road as well. Tahiri has Amour Propre, and I'm probably butchering the name. One day I'll get it right. Let's see if we can There we go. Let's see if we can get it. Hand soaps, body soaps. I guess I have to go backwards here. I've got so much light going on, guys. She makes this in her home as well. So I'm really impressed with those. And one more I'd like to share with you that just is coming on the market. We're actually going to introduce them at the Celebrity Gifting Suite coming up here soon. They are a skincare. Actually, I'm going to save this. This is a surprise. I don't want you guys to see this yet. We'll hang tight for that one. That one's something really special as well. All right. So I want to say thank you so much to our sponsors and supporters of this channel. I cannot believe that Sam has put up with me for 4 years, over 4 years. We celebrated our four-year anniversary in September of this year. And I'm really excited to say we're still here. Our little startup that could is still here. And we're looking to grow. We're always going to be on LA Talk as long as Sam will have us. But we definitely want to grow and expand and be seen in, you know, as many places as we can, and helping to foster relationships with startups and potential startup owners and entrepreneurs in the future. So you'll see some growth coming soon because your five is special. So as we roll into 2024, that will mark our 5 year that fall. So hang tight, guys. We're going to do some really cool things, even in addition to what we do now. You know, we're going to bolster up the studio here. We're going to have some more fun and, you know, really do more outreach with entrepreneurs and support. So thank you so much. Michael Silberg Family Wines. If you're looking for a wine that pairs with anything on your table this holiday, reach out to Leah Solberg at michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. They're on all the social media platforms. She's got a great followership on TikTok. Great content. Instagram also. So Leah also became a good friend of mine. I tell you, I don't have a lot of time for many relationships, but some people really just get into, you know, come into your life and they are just a value add in all ways. So sometimes they just wind up being your friends. And like everyone else, I'm busy. I may not have kids, but I'm busy in other ways. But shout out to Leah Solberg. Thank you so much for all you do for this channel and everybody, all the startups that you support. Thank you for your year-round generosity to everything we do. And I hope you have an amazing holiday. And we'll have some wine in here at some point before the holidays get really in full effect, which I guess it is now. I want to also thank Shane Hyman at Next Level Global Solutions. His platform's really interesting. He's doing something in the fintech space. And for those who don't know what that means, financial tech, right? That's very, very different. He's actually having people sign up on his website, build equity in the business. And when they go live, when they give their IPO, initial public offering for their business, you'll have shares in the company. And it is an equity-based financial investment firm, from what I understand. So that sounds like a lot, right? We'll break that down. If you don't have the money, the cash, the hard pulled capital to go into this platform with him, you can use sweat equity for the first time. And I don't know, I haven't heard in a while, maybe not even ever. You sweat equity, taking the courses, learning, and now earning shares in the company. So it is Global Next Level Solutions. And I'm really excited to see where he goes. He's moving and shaking in a lot of great circles. And Shane, thank you for being a supporter on the startup. And I've seen him build the website from scratch. I've seen him leverage everything. He works a regular job, you guys, to pay the bills, but this is his passion project. So keep that name under your hat, Shane Hyman at Next Level Global Solutions. You're going to see him really spring up here in the next year, I predict. Also, let's thank La Casa del Camino. They're right down the road here. Thank you so much for your support. We're actually going to have another drag brunch, everybody. Sunday, December 17th, Amber Crane will be back with the support of Matt Sarafa. If he's in town, I hope he comes down, but he's given us his blessing and his full support. So thank you, Matt, for everything you do. So yeah, this is also a fun time to get away. It's just about entertainment and make-believe. It's really just about fun. Bottomless mimosas from noon to 3. So if you haven't got your ticket, go ahead and head over to eventbrite.com and type in Christmas is a drag. And of course, Christmas isn't a drag, but play on words, right? We like to have a little bit of fun. Lighten up the mood. You know, the world is hectic. Come out. enjoy some music, enjoy some love and lighthearted fun. Dress up like a Christmas ornament if you want to. Wear an ugly sweater. We don't care. You'll get gift baskets or gift bags. You know, we've got some great gift bags. We always give away great things from some of our sponsors. Actually, Amour Propre, Tihara will be there selling her soap and skincare. So she will be there at the drag brunch. So check her out. It's spelled A-M-O-U-R. And then the second word is P-R-O-P-R-E. So shout out to her. All right, guys. I think I covered all the sponsors and events that are coming up right now. Oh, stay tuned. The Pandemic Project documentary, we're making an announcement. Tickets are on sale at Eventbrite. We're going to do a world premiere streaming event of the full 90-minute film on New Year's Eve, okay? There's three showings, noon, 3, and 6. So that's noon, 3, and 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on December 31st. You get to be able to stream. You'll be able to stream the whole 90 minutes of the film. It's a world streaming premiere. We'll do an in-person screening in the coming year, but that's what we're rolling out. And I can proudly say we finished 3 films within 3 years going around the world and America. And I did it. It was crazy. But we'll talk about that later because you know what? We've got our first guest today. And Darian is here. Darian Nimrod, how's it going? Welcome to the startup.
How you doing? Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's so good to see you. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about your brand?
Yeah, I'm Darian. I go by DJ. I am the founder of the Outsiders Movement. It's just a organization that gives young adults a safe place and advocate when it comes to mental health awareness. And we, you know, make appearances, workshops, and meetups for young entrepreneurs, influencers, et cetera, and give them the resources that they need.
Say the name of the brand one more time.
The Outsiders Movement.
The Outsiders Movement. So take us back, right? Because we're the startup and we really love hearing the inspiration or the idea or the seed in your head or something that happened in your life that led to the Outsiders Movement. Why don't you talk to us about what you were doing at the time and where the inspiration came from?
Outsiders took place in 2014. I was 19 years old. I wanted to have a podcast. So we started a podcast, me and my friends. And, you know, this came after a time where I was going through a lot of mental health challenges. And we wanted to create a safe place for young adults to talk about the issues that they had. And, you know, it started out where it was like a couple of listeners. I'm sure you've had, you know, the same sort of starting out. And, you know, we had lofty expectations. Oh, we want this celebrity on the show. We want this and that. And you know, eventually, I want to say a year later, we got bought out by a radio station in Kansas City, Missouri. And we had 10,000 listeners every Sunday. And so, you know, when radio started to pretty much, you know, die, you know,
streaming platform. Shifted.
It went to more streaming media. We tried to do more of that. And, you know, we got invited to a lot of conventions, talking at schools, nonprofit organizations, and it started shifting to that, you know, we don't have to be behind the mic only. We can be, you know, physically present. And so we, you know, now we're shifting to doing these workshops and networking parties in certain cities to give them, to not only highlight small business owners so they can become vendors, but as well as giving these young adults the safe place that they can learn and influence in front of other people that are just like them.
So, you know what? Thank you for sharing that. You really carved out the organic way that this came together, and you really walked us through how you have gone with the flow, gone with the change, and found where it's going now, right? And that's a beautiful ebb and flow of a business. And I really love that it was so organically from a need or something that you felt was important and something, quite frankly, that you had experience with. Oftentimes I find, and you tell me what you think, but startups that come from that place really are successful, and you don't have to try so hard because the passion and the need are already, and it just kind of flows. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't lie and say that I didn't try to do what the world wanted me to do, you know, making shifts with my peers and all these people that thought that changes were supposed to be made. But I felt like I made the most success when we stuck to the mission and going back to what we started in the first place. When we try to emulate what someone else's path is or try to, you know, shift what the world is doing, now the mission is gone and now we're less away than the mission that we were trying to do. So, you know, I feel like even the time now that we have stick towards, you know, advocating for young adults and giving them the things they need. And it's made more of an impact than whatever the world wanted us to do in the first place.
I love it. I love it. And I really do appreciate your position showing up as a man of color, a person of color that is actually speaking out on this. There's so much stigma around so many things in our community. And I think for you to do that, it just, you're creating, foundation for more people to be comfortable in our community and any community. So I really applaud you for being able to do that. Where did you find the courage to just step into it and just own it? Because 19 is quite young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I was around friends and family where like mental health was very much taboo. And I think that, you know, being around the group of people that I had, it felt like it was like a physical safe place. It was like five or six of us that had similar journeys. We got on the radio and I started inviting, I had like high school and college interns come in so that they can learn radio as well. And one of the girls that were on the show, she was openly, like, I forget what we were even talking about, but she openly was talking about her mental health journey and how her mom did not have any idea that she was going through depression the last 6 months. And, you know, I think after the show, now we didn't want her to feel uncomfortable. We wanted her to, you know, feel everything that she was feeling, and we advocate for her. And her mom busted through the radio's doors after the show was over, and not in a bad way. She was like, she had no idea her mom was listening to the show. She didn't think her mom was listening. She didn't.
Oh God, she had an emotional reaction. Like, I did not know this. I want to hug.
I had no idea that my daughter was going through all of this, and you know, I think the minute that show kind of went out was when we started getting a lot more young adults, high schoolers, into our show. And so it was a time when we had like six or seven high schoolers and a couple college students on the show at once. Wow. Just because, you know, they felt like, and they were all from different parts of, I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri, all different parts of Kansas City, to where they, you know, could find an audience within their city or part of the city. And so, you know, we had a lot of success with that. And and I think that because we were so welcoming and understanding, we talked about topics that not a lot of our generation, well, past generations talked about, you know, generational curses, talking about fatherless children as a son or a daughter perspective, talking about, you know, all type of mental health challenges, anxiety, depression, all those things. We were talking about that way before there was talked about, like, now, to where like post COVID, it's like everyone's going through it. And it was just to let people know that like, these are real. And I will never forget when I had one of my closest friends, when I was going through depression, he said that it was a sign of weakness and it was not like real. It was like, oh, you're just showing signs of weakness. And, you know, it's crazy because then you fast forward to times like now where everyone's going through it. It's like, no, it's not a sign of weakness. It's really just life. And sometimes, you know, a lot of young adults or a lot of people really do not have an outlet to showcase these feelings or feel like they can tell someone these feelings. And it only goes down from there. And we want them to feel like they're not alone. So hence Outsiders Movement is here.
I love it. And that title really, really is something that stands out for me because it really does affect everybody. I make the analogy in my head. It might be a dumb analogy, but you know, I ran hurdles, you know, in high school and college. And, I couldn't imagine being able to run over those hurdles if I had like a broken toe or my ankle was twisted. It'd be very difficult and probably almost impossible to do. Sure. And I look at mental health as, you know, this controls all the functions in your body, ladies and gentlemen, your motor skills. You got to have it right. And sometimes things get off. I mean, we are human. And a lot of times there's, you know, things in your family that people don't discuss. It's just kind of like an open secret, or it's just kind of taboo, like you said before. And the sign of weakness thing is so, I think that's going to be gone soon. I really, men like you that are stepping in, don't you think?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that, like, you know, you don't really hear that much, like as much as you know, did back in the past. I think that, again, COVID kind of gave it for everyone that there was a large majority of people that did go through mental health challenges, whether it was depression, anxiety, you know, hormonal issues, all these things that we're kind of going through. And you don't really have those issues as much anymore, especially even in the workplace. They give you mental health days just because they acknowledge that this is actually a thing.
So. Yeah, you're gonna pay for it on the front end or the back end, no matter what you do, if you don't anticipate it. And I really, you know, something you're saying, I'm having an aha moment, and that is that you're right. The pandemic was the great equalizer in that space, right? Because let's say you didn't have precursors or anything that popped out because you were going to the gym, you had your social circle, you were active, so maybe it didn't spike out for you, but it was there. And it really showed itself for a lot of people, caught a lot of people off guard. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of suicide. There was a lot of depression. So now you're right. I think the pandemic was a great equalizer in a lot of things, including mental health subject.
Yeah, for sure.
So now that you're going into spaces with people, you know, in person now, we're post-endemic. Where do you see the brand going and growing? What are your goals for Q1 through 3 of 2024?
You know, it's just more brand awareness. You know, I'm not saying that everyone in the nation knows who Outsiders is, you know, but we're just kind of focusing on, you know, getting the brand out there, letting people know what we stand for. And then in Q2 or 3, we're going to have, you know, the first event of the year, which should be in Kansas City, Missouri. To where we can kind of showcase that physical framework of what Outsiders and Outsiders Social Club really is. And so we have a nonprofit called Outsiders Social Club where, you know, people are able to donate resources, you know, and being able to kind of have these events and it be formed of donation rather than we making money off of it. And so we want to kind of build that physical safe place. And that's what the social club is. While Outsiders Movement is more of like the virtual, you know, outstanding, you know, way of what we stand for. Q2 or three, you know, we want that first event and hopefully in Q4, we can get a second event, whether that's in Texas or somewhere out in the US. So.
Well, we would love to have you in California. So you just jingle our bells over here and however we can, you know, get the word out. Why don't you go ahead and plug your social media right now and where people can donate for the Outsiders?
Yeah, the Instagram is going to be launched January 1. So it's at the Outsiders Movement. And then my personal one is at the Don Life, D-O-N-L-I-F-E, 1_. And then if you ever want to find any more information about Outsiders Movement, you can go to our website at outsidersmovement.com.
I love it. Can you stick around for a couple more minutes? I hear your puppies probably wanting your attention, but I think, you know, I want to really highlight this because we are, like I was just pitching up the show in the beginning, teeing it up. We're in the holiday season now. Do you have any, and I'm putting them on the spot, everybody, but I know that you know your brand well. Darian, do you have any tips? Give us, you know, two or three tips that might be a little outside the box or simple or something that people can do if they aren't like, yeah, maybe I am having an issue or a problem, or maybe they've never been through it before. They don't know what it looks like. Give us some tips to get through the holidays if you have.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that one, you should definitely keep active. You know, as it gets darker a little quicker, you know, the sun is going down around 4 or 5 o'clock, you know, you want to be able to, kind of maximize your time in the sun. So whether you're going on a walk or run, going to the gym, reading outside, wherever the case may be, just get outside, because the sun is good for you, your mental and your skin. And then, you know, I think that you have to be very, you know, understanding of yourself and reflective, that if there's any change that's going on, being able to reflect on that change and see where it's stemming from. If you are just kind of letting days pass by and then a month goes by and now you've changed drastically, and then continue to learn more about yourself, continue to, I call it date myself. You know, you want to continue to be curious about yourself. What do you enjoy? They often change yearly, you know, whatever the case may be. If you just continue to do the same thing every single day, you know, time goes by, you completely have gotten out of routine, you forgot who you are, you know, things like that. So even if you're married, relationship, single, continue to date yourself. So
beautiful self-love. And, you know, I think also, if you don't mind me adding, I think find out what your triggers are, you know, like if you've got an impending birthday, like myself, and you're like questioning everything, look at the things, your goals that you have for yourself this year and what you actually had accomplished. Mm-hmm. Like, don't let a birthday and holidays and being away from people, like, just be grateful for what you have done, right? I mean,
yeah, I agree. No, I think expectations are one of the main things that kind of kill our young adults, you know, because the expectation when you're in high school, you have expectations from parents, that you have expectations, you know, going into college, that you have high expectations for yourself. And then you get to work, you have expectations for bosses, whatever the case may be. Just kill those expectations and be real with yourself and understand that you have value in this world. And, you know, you were brought in to this world, not only to impact your family, impact your job, but you being solely yourself. Don't try to change yourself for someone else, because when you lose yourself, it's only a uphill battle from there. So, you know, I definitely understand and agree with that.
Beautiful. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time today. I also want to note, I think you would be a really value add at our Emmys event. We'll talk on with through your people, but if we could get some kind of, you know, encouragement cards or something with your QR code where people can donate. I would really love to get you in the swag bag for that event, because we're going to have about 100 celebrities there and influencers that can really get this message out. And having your face on this is beautiful as a man in the community. Thank you so much. I'm definitely going to get out in the sun, because I've been indoors and I live at the beach, and you can tell I've lost all my color. So it's
I live in Miami, and I definitely understand and I agree.
It's a mess. Yeah, I need to get. I would love to be your shade. Your shade. I love that beautiful honey hue, but it is what it is, and I'm okay. But
you said you had a birthday. When's your birthday?
Oh, it's coming up, January 21.
Okay, mine is December 30th.
Okay, Capricorn, hey. Capricorn. All right, happy birthday, early birthday, Darren. Yes. Well, it's Capricorius Media, so I'm on the cusp. So,
yeah. Oh, okay, you wanted the cusp, okay.
Yeah, I'm cuspy. That's good, though. You're full-blown Capricorn. I love it. Well, we're going to keep an eye on your brand, and also I think I'm going to talk to you offline for the Endemic Project and get you to maybe give a little interview for that documentary, because, you know, we – if you haven't seen the trailer for the first film, I encourage you to check it out. We've won 10 awards around the world, but it's about the cause and effect of entrepreneurship and everyday people. So it's very much about humans in a once in 100 year event, and instead of politics. So we went to Miami, we went around the country, and then we went around the world. So we're going to talk offline for those two things. Shout out to Kansas City. I like it there. Thank you. Darian Nimrod from The Outsiders. Give your plugs one more time.
So you're at The Don Life. You have at Outsiders Movement on IG, and then OutsidersMovement.com. Thank you Outsiders so much. Movement. I appreciate your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much on a Sunday. Be well. Okay.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. All right, guys. That was Darian Nimrod from The Outsiders Network. Okay. Check him out. I think it's great. You got to take care up here. This is the pilot seat of the plane. So if this isn't working right and you're having trouble, there's no shame in taking care of yourself. Taking care of yourself means you're responsible and you actually can't care for yourself. You can't care for anyone else. And it's grown and sexy to take care of yourself, whether it be your hair, your mental health, your skin, your body, you got to do it. And I know we all are busy, but take care of your head, check your head. You know, it's the holidays, put things into perspective. What's really important? Keep it slim, narrow it down, even as entrepreneurs. All right, I've got all these bills, and this is what I have in the bank. What's important right now, okay? And communicate. If you don't have it, you communicate with people. Don't fall out. Try not to fall out. People can respect you when you communicate. So figure that out, but make sure you're taking care of yourself. All right. Guys, I want you to be thinking of what you're going to be starting up next year. What will you start up in 2024? What is that idea that just keeps coming in your head, or something you're really excited to get out of bed for? Be thinking about that, guys. We would love to hear from you. Maybe we'll have you on the show. You can pitch your idea to us. This is just something I'm throwing out there. Sam, is there anybody in the wings? We had a whole show booked, guys, but you know it's the holidays now, so everybody's getting all busy and stuff. Oh, Sam says hello, everybody. He says nobody. All right. So let's keep chatting until we'll see if our next person comes in the next 10 minutes. If not, we will wrap. But let's go over some other things. Guys, the logistics about the film, I want to just give you guys clarity on that. We are streaming on our website. We're working on an online distribution channel. I won't tell you the name yet. We're waiting to get that approved. But if that doesn't work, we're going to stream it on our website. ThePandemicProjectDocumentary.com. It's a long title. We'll have a QR code. It should be in our social media on Instagram at The Pandemic Project Documentary. and you'll get a link. So if you go to Eventbrite right now and purchase a ticket, It's $19.99, and you have to cover the tax. And the reason why it's $19.99 is because it's the first time being shown in the world online streaming, okay? A lot of hustle went into this during the pandemic, a lot of money, a lot of time on airplanes, a lot of logistics went into it. You think traveling's a pain in the neck now? Imagine when everything shut down. And I had, you know, two other people with me in America. When I went out of the country, CJ was with me, Christopher John was with me for two countries, and then the rest, I was on my own. So going through that process, every country, every test was not easy. I don't know how I did it. But I think I was motivated just to get it done and get out of the house, quite frankly. So with that all being said, that is the reason for the price. But you also get a swag item. So you'll get something that has the logo on it. Okay. I'm not saying you're going to get a pillow. There's only one in the world and I've got this one, but there will be something with our logo on it, the Pandemic Project documentary. And again, this has nothing to do with politics and everything to do with the collective us in America going through this once in 100 year crazy event that affected every single thing on the planet. Right. So we start with America top to bottom. We went everywhere pretty much. I think the part I didn't really cover is we didn't go to New Mexico. We didn't go to New Orleans. And I don't know why I didn't do that. But, you know, you can only do so much. We didn't go to Kansas or Oklahoma. So that area, Nebraska, Iowa, we didn't cover that. Idaho, we didn't do that. But we did. I guess that's the heartland, right? So we got some heartland. We do have somebody in there from the Kansas City area. Texas, did we do Texas? New York, Alaska, Hawaii, Las Vegas, Nevada, Phoenix, Arizona, I said Miami, Puerto Rico. Where else did we go? Did we go to Boston? We went everywhere, guys. Chicago. So we hit the major areas, and then anything that we didn't touch, we filled it in with, I think, some B-roll of people that might have sent some things in. But I hope you like what we've done. Our transitions are a little different, and what I mean by transitions is when you go from one scene to the next, we did something kind of fun there and memorable. And again, think of it as like a story. I mean, everything's a story when you're looking on film, but really like a visual story that we want to embed what that person said in your mind. So the way that we transitioned the scene, I think it was creative. I haven't seen it really anywhere. And I thought, you know, one day it came up, it came in my head. I might've seen it somewhere a long time ago, but I kind of get these ideas at night or in the shower. And I came up with it and I thought it would be unique. So I hope you guys like it. It is my first film ever. I'm coming from TV, people. But apparently people like the trailer. I want you to keep in mind, we did not have a full film crew, okay? I didn't have audio, visual. We had two producers, myself and Gentry Stanley, and directing, and then Christopher John helped in the field to speak to people and do some interviews in Man on the Streets. Man on the Streets are just going up to people and interviewing them and chatting them up. We, let's see what else. So some of the sound has been corrected in post, in the post edit, but this is a really just grimy, rough and rugged, grab your camera, talk to people, what is going on, where are we, kind of guerrilla style thing, like Blair Witchy kind of thing, okay? So it's not going to be a motion picture. It's not. It's a very just real documentary, just some people with an idea to get out there and really see what's going on. I'm excited about the Vegas piece because that was fun and crazy, as always, because that's Vegas. I'm excited about Buffalo, New York. There were some great stories there and some great visuals. I'm excited about Hawaii. That was interesting. You're going to find some pretty interesting things in the film and kind of some serendipitous things. You know, you're reading articles about what's going on. And then, you know, there's just some things that happen on the road that you wouldn't expect that are like, wow, did that really happen? And they did. So, you know, keep in mind, this was kind of like a scavenger hunt for us. Finding that that special story that is relatable, that we're all, that we were all going through at that time, and putting ourselves in a position to be stuck. I mean, I literally have in the pandemic film in South America, excuse me, Central America, going into South America, you know, South America, I've been a lot of places, that I just, you could get stuck. We'll just say that. I don't want to give away anything, but it definitely was challenging jumping from country to country and that speed and that rate. The reason why, no budget, right? Kept it lean, had sponsors, had donations, and really just trade outs. I mean, we really kept it lean. And a lot of it was shot on iPhone. A lot of it was shot on, we had a drone. A lot of it was shot on 4K. Some of it was shot on Android. So we have a lot of different stuff going on. And I hope you like it. I like that it's not perfect. I like that it's real and tangible and gritty and just running up to folks. New York was really interesting because if you know New York, being there at that time, it was unreal. It was unreal. Has New York come back? I don't know. I've been there a few times since then. It feels like it's getting there, but being there when it was happening, it was really interesting, that feeling, you know, that you didn't have that feeling in Manhattan. So let's see what else. Guys, if you're not following us on any socials, please do. We're going to get our social game up in the 2024, okay? So you can go on Instagram, all the platforms, at The Startup with Monique LeRae, okay? It's spelled right there. Also, shoot us an email if you're an entrepreneur, if you are a startup, if you want to be on the show, thestartupwithmoniquelerae@gmail.com. This show is produced by Cap Aquarius Media, and you can follow us there. We do our events, we make announcements, we tie a lot of things in that we do, but that's kind of our hub for all the brands and activities that we have entertainment wise at Cap Aquarius Media, CapAquarius Media. And if you want to follow my crazy page, it's just me being me, at Monique LeRae Stinson. Okay. What else is going on? The wine. Okay. It is the season for wine. Okay, guys. So Michael Solberg Family Wines, Leah Solberg and I are partners on custom wine labels. So if you have an anniversary coming up, a wedding, any special event that's coming up and you want to have a custom label made, she is available to do that for you. We have four varietals: Cab Sauv, Merlot, Chardonnay, and Rosé. And I got to warn you, the Rosé looks like it's sweet, right? It's like bright in color. But when you taste, when you have it, when you're doing a tasting with that thing, if you're a meat eater, you could eat it with lamb. You could eat it with steak. It looks like a Rosé, but we call it a Brosé because it's so bold as a Rosé. Their Cab is really great as well. So, I mean, I like all of them. I'm not really a Chardonnay person, but I can actually stomach her Chardonnay because it's easy. It's light. Some people call it buttery. And let's see, what else about the Merlot? The Merlot is beautiful. All the grapes are sourced throughout Southern California, and it's bottled in Northern California, in Napa and San Jose, okay? So Michael Solberg Family Wines for all your wine needs this holiday season and if you want a custom label. I think there's talks about Sundance going back there next month if there's time. We have the Emmys celebrity event on January 12th. I'm looking at my calendar. If you are a brand or a sponsor and you want to come out and mix and mingle with 100 celebrities, media or press or influencers and nominees, you can email us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, and we would love to have you. There's limited space, if any, left, but that placement would be great for you because you can use all the photo and video assets on your online platforms forever. So having celebrities and people with high followership sampling and trying your brand and giving a testimonial could be really great. You can leverage those if you know how to do that. And we have the Grammys event February 2nd. I'm also teaming up with someone new to do an Oscars event, and I will keep you posted on that. That's going to be really exciting. I'm going to make some changes, make some moves, shake things up, and that's what that's going to be. So hang tight for that. Let's see what else. Oh, guys, listen, since Sunday, December 24th, lands on Christmas Eve, Sam and I will not be in here. Sam's going to be celebrating Hanukkah. I'm going to be celebrating Christmas, and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, just not going to be on the radio, but you will see a new guest. Okay. So we're going to do a pre-tape that week. So you're going to have episode 173 on Christmas Eve. So if you're doing last minute present wrapping and you're bored, grab a cup of coffee, grab a wine, grab a beer, whatever, grab water, whatever you have. Hopefully it's Michael Solberg Family Wines. And tune in at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Christmas Eve. We will have a fresh new show for you. Okay. So just because we're not in house live, we will be streaming live a new episode. Same thing goes for Sunday, December 31st, which is New Year's Eve, and the day we premiere the Pandemic Project documentary online streaming. So we are going to be airing our show, a brand new episode, episode 174, at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time with a fresh show, okay? So again, if you're getting ready for your New Year's Eve and you're putting on your best, tune in and get some inspiration. We're going to have a very good guest on there, a return guest, and she's going to shine some light on some things that we can take with us in 2024. I'm really just wanting to give some of my gratitude and thanks this year for many things, right? I mean, I know it's not Thanksgiving, but it is the holidays and a time to reflect and be thankful anyway. And always you should. I really want to just let you guys know how grateful I am to the network that we have built here at the Startup. Thank you for your support and us being consistent. That's been my biggest thing. Sam knows, even if I had to go and do the show from the Starbucks Wi-Fi in my car, I always wanted to be consistent. When I couldn't be here for a fresh show, there was a good reason why. Probably because I was traveling or the Wi-Fi was bad or because the guests that we had couldn't make it. So just know, our goal in 2024 is to have a fresh show every Sunday for you. And, you know, minimal replays. And you know what's funny? December 31st actually marks episode 174. And my OCD head, even though I'm not technically OCD, I just feel like I am, and I'm not dissing anyone. But I really wanted episode on December 31st, this episode to be 175, right? Rounded out like 25 more to 200. But Sam, it's at 174 at the end of the year. Can you believe it? Wow, we've really gone a long way. All right, so let's see. Let's close out some other items. I want to give you guys an update on something else I've been working on. I've been working on a few things this year that have not yet come to fruition, but they will. I mean, you put the time in and you just have to let the energy and the right people come along. It will happen. But I want to give you guys a heads up on a few things in Q1. Okay, we talked about Sundance potentially doing an in-person private screening there. And I want to be clear about that. Our film is not accepted at Sundance. I don't want to give false information. Sometimes people have mixers and events that are in the area and align with the theme, right? Sundance and premiering films. So people are already there looking for films. So oftentimes you can offer a private screening and just get a venue to have you there. And so I think we're looking to do that again. Last year was my first time. And, you know, the first time you try to do something, it's not going to be perfect. And it was not perfect. But I learn. I don't give up. And I hopefully get more W's than L's, but I took an L on that one. It wasn't easy, but now I know what to expect. And so I think I'm going to come back again and really do it, but I got to see what happens. So stick, you know, hang around for maybe an announcement there. I was hoping that our next guest would be here, but it doesn't look like they're going to make it. Okay. So now what else? Okay. So we have Emmys on January 12th. And then we have the Grammy celebrity event on February 2nd. And then we have a little bit of a break, right? We have a little bit of a March, April. So stick. Oh, I want to give a shout out to the Cameron Boyce Foundation. They are helping with neuroscience. And a shout out to Lainey Strauss. She's awesome. They're doing a Christmas gift guide. So if you want to give a gift in the name of the charity, they'll do like a custom gift or something like that. We'll have to get more details for you, but you know, go ahead and reach out to us if you're interested, or you can just look up the Cameron Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E Foundation. And yeah, he was really talented young man. And I'm sure if you Google him, you'll recognize his face there. All right. Recap on the brands that we shared today. Dr. Plotka. Okay. Dental hygiene. Very important. Everyday Soul Dances by Elaine Holm. All right. This is the one that has the QR codes for the meditation and space for you to write your contemplation. Okay. I didn't mean to rhyme, but I did. Who else? We have Lena Laced. Okay. The skincare that just I'm hooked on. I mean, it's completely gone, guys. I've been rubbing the bottom of this thing for a little while. I need to go see Lena and get some more. You can check her out. LenaLaced.com. She's on Instagram. Just type in LenaLaced. She's a lovely woman, lovely family, and homemade stuff. Amour propre. Okay, the hand soaps, natural as well. She's got skincare too. There's another skincare brand that I want to shout out. I'm going to probably put that in the article for brands we're excited about for Christmas. But she's out of Philadelphia, and her skincare is amazing. So we'll have to get that here and feature some more. We'll probably just do this next week too, feature more brands, because I know you guys are shopping and you need things for your stockings and under the tree. So we'll definitely be doing that. Let's do an unboxing right now. I got some mail. Let's see who it's from. Always get books, guys. There's a lot of books to promote out there in the world. Oh, yes. We're gonna have this person on the show. All right. Now, I don't want to say the name wrong, so let me just practice. Bronstahan? Okay. Justice at Trial by James Bronstahan. And the subtitle is Courtroom Battles and Groundbreaking Cases. See, this is cool. If you like crime TV or if you're ever watching, it's a pretty easy read. Look, guys, it's like that. And the pages feel really smooth. Okay, let's read about the author real quick. John Bronstahan was born in Boston and graduated from Boston College and Harvard Law School. He tried cases as a federal prosecutor, a criminal defense lawyer, a civil defense lawyer, a plaintiff's personal injury lawyer, a First Amendment lawyer. Wow. Inducted into legal honorary societies, he's authorized the trial handbook for California lawyers. Well, we're in the right place for that. He spent his professional life trying cases and fighting to open the doors of legal professions to those previously excluded and working to provide lawyers for the millions who go to court without a lawyer. Hey, this is going to be great. He's got some cool reviews, and wow, he's quite the scholar. Very, very cool looking book. What comes to mind when you see that? OJ comes to mind when I see this. Sorry. I don't know why. It just does. Very excited. He's coming on our show very soon. So stick around for that. And thanks for the mail. I'm excited. I love getting books in the mail. If you guys want to send me anything, if you want to be on the show, you can mail me something. Cap Aquarius Media. And the address is 350 Forest with one S and one T. Forest Avenue, Unit 4933, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. And email us, thestartupwithmoniquelarey@gmail.com. We're also on Instagram. Check us out. We post content. We also post the thumbnail and the actual full show on YouTube. So check our page out. So our production media company is Cap Aquarius Media, who produces the show. And our distribution arm is Latchkey Kid Films. So there's a little rhyme and reason to it. So if you type in Latchkey Kid Films, LLC, you'll see my face and the Latchkey Kid Films logo. And you can see all the catalog shows. So I'm going to get back in there and clean it up and really write some extensive summaries. You know, some housekeeping so you can find it better, some hashtags. But right now we're just uploading them with the thumbnail of the photo of the people that are on the show and their names and the episode number. So I'll get in there and really get to it. But thank you guys so much for being here. Be safe out there. Next week is going to be a great show. If the person comes through, it'll be great. If not, I might have to do a replay because I am traveling that day, but I'll keep you guys posted. I'll keep Sam posted. I'll know by tomorrow. But thank you for being here, and don't give up on your dreams. Don't be worried about how you're going to get the money, even though that's something you should be thinking about. Look what I was able to do running around the world in America because I asked people if they were interested and if they wanted to team up. So things can happen. It gets scary, but hang in there. What will you start today? See you next week. Be safe.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.